We're day 34 into the movement control order, and a thought in almost every Malaysian's mind is when this will end. However, it's not that easy, and three factors will have to be considered before the MCO can be lifted. Health Director General Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said that life will not be the same again after the MCO. According to the New Straits Times, he explained that those three factors are virulence level, infectivity rate, economic consequences. In terms of virulence level, our fatality rate is lower compared to many other countries. As for the infectivity rate, currently there are 2,115 active cases which have the potential to infect other people if they are out within the community. That is the reason why we have to admit them at the hospitals, irrespective of whether they are asymptomatic or only develop mild symptoms related to COVID-19. The health DG added that as for economic consequences, the health ministry has allowed certain businesses outside the essential business circle to be opened. Businesses that were allowed to open throughout Phase 1 and Phase 2 of the MCO will still be allowed to operate during Phase 3. However, if they were allowed to open, they need to adhere to social distancing rules as well as implement high cleanliness precautionary measures. Any business that wishes to open will have to be granted approval from the ministry, and the location will be screened first. Dr. Noor Hisham said although the situation seems to be under control, the fight is not over and the public should still comply by the MCO. Don't take the reducing number of cases as a sign that the worry is behind us. Be responsible citizens and continue to stay home. Also read, Filipino man escapes quarantine in Sabah, PDRM asking for public help to locate him. You have reached the end of this story.